the G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory continuing for the forecast area. Sunshine, upper 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear in 74 for tonight. We're at 98 degrees on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms return late on Friday, 93. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 90.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers and ranchers have a seat at the table when it comes to global sustainability goals being discussed this week. Michael Clement shares how more agriculture is a key player in achieving those goals.
As the UN hosts the Food Systems Pre-Summit this week, farmers and ranchers are providing input to achieve the UN Sustainability Development Goals by 2030. AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee member Charlie Ellington of Ohio took part in similar discussions this year and says it's important to have a seat at the table.
We got to put our story out there, because if we don't, someone's going to from their perspective. And there's no better way to put it out there than straight from the horse's mouth, as they would say, and talk about what we do, why we do it, and why it's important. When opportunities like these summits arise, I believe you've got to engage with them. You got to take the time and the opportunity to tell our story to make sure we continue to get our seat at the table.
Ellington says farmers and ranchers want to be part of the solution.
We want to continue to improve our production, to improve what inputs it takes to get to those production levels. We want to be part of that solution and kind of the original green industry, really. I mean, that's what we do, and we've done it for a long time. We continue to get more efficient and better at it, and we're here to be part of that solution to continue to feed the world, really.
Ellington attended an independent dialogue hosted by the Animal Ag Alliance earlier this year. He says the amount of people interested in agriculture's role is encouraging.
In particular, in some of the discussions I was in a very positive way, and wanting to hear from farmers and just know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and our perspective, as well as just listening to their perspective. I think that was one of the biggest takeaways, is just how many different people were really involved in this and want to see this succeed and see the solutions moving forward.
UN Food Systems Summit events continue throughout 2021. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Some new laws across the state of Kansas took effect as of earlier this month after the state legislative session of 2021, including individuals being able to conceal carry at the age of 18, and some new voting laws that took effect earlier this month as well. But some counties are choosing not to prosecute individuals who may violate those new voting laws. As Cake News reports that the Douglas County District Attorney announced yesterday that her office will not be prosecuting any violations of the new voting laws that took effect this month. One of the laws would make it harder for nonpartisan groups and neighbors and candidates to collect and return absentee ballots for voters. Many Republicans supported the bill, saying that it would help get rid of some voter fraud. The law is currently being challenged in lawsuits at federal and state courts. The other provision would make it a crime to engage in activity that, quote, gives the appearance of being an election official. The district attorney for Douglas County said that the term, quote, appearance and conduct were subjective, and noted that the impersonating of an election official is already illegal. Good America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm, and Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle for the movement of a second fee. Expires 7/31/21.
A Wichita businessman faces 17 federal counts after prosecutors accused him of failing to turn over more than $200,000 in employee payroll tax withholdings collected over nearly 5 years to the IRS. The Wichita Eagle reports that Jesus Perez Agullo was indicted earlier this month by a grand jury on 17 counts of failure to pay over payroll taxes. Each count carries a penalty of up to 5 years in federal prison. Prosecutors say that he also went by the names of Sebastian Chavez and Sebastian Chavez Campos, collecting $211,000 from JLP Construction and JP Remodeling employees between 2015 to 2019, but he never turned them over to the IRS. Companies are both painting and construction businesses. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol says a wrong-way driver on Interstate 35 caused a head-on collision that killed him and the driver of a pickup that he hit. The patrol says the crash happened around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday this weekend in Kansas City when a pickup traveling south on the northbound lanes of Interstate hit another pickup head-on. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An Omaha man has been indicted on federal charges of bank fraud after prosecutors say he lied to get a loan through a federal program meant to help businesses struggling in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. The indictment against Yah says he was director of the Heartland News, a nonprofit newspaper, where he requested a Paycheck Protection Program loan of more than $100,000 for the business in April of 2020. Yah said the loan was to support the newspaper payroll, but prosecutors say he lied about the number of employees and payroll of the nonprofit from the previous year. So far, Yah has denied the prosecutor's allegations, but say he could not yet comment any further. In other news, an Omaha man has been sentenced to a year of probation in order to pay a $200 fine for posting neo-Nazi recruitment stickers on poles outside a synagogue. Jonathan Ziegler pleaded guilty on Monday this week to property damage and hate intimidation. In exchange, prosecutors dropped two other identical charges. These stickers promoted certain neo-Nazi groups. Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and turned down a request presented by Councilman Terry Hughes to seek an Attorney General's opinion on a recent council action regarding charter ordinance revisions designed to consolidate oversight efforts, which would cede authority over city employees and appointments to the city manager. Hughes argued that such decisions should remain a council responsibility exclusively. Diane Schroller made the motion to proceed, asking an AG's opinion on the matter. Council rejected the motion 2-4. An update on the Pony Express Gravel Dash was presented. The September 11th event is sold out at 300 riders with a waiting list. Some downtown streets and intersections will be blocked off temporarily to accommodate riders. Marysville City Pool will remain open weekdays 1 till 8 p.m. through August 13th. Those hours weekends through August 28th, with the morning swim also extended through August 28th. The city administrator presented additional information regarding inspection of rental and or residences. The city is prohibited from periodic inspections, but is allowed inspection with consent of a lawful occupant. Discussion regarding establishing an ad hoc committee followed. It was questioned why a committee is needed if inspection of complaints is currently allowed. Councilmember Diane Schroeder, who brought up the matter, has suggested that they develop a plan for response in case of complaints. She also talked of incentive programs that could be initiated to encourage cleanup and repair efforts for homeowners. She is hopeful that it starts conversations among the public. A question was raised if this would be limited to homeowners or could include landlords. A motion to add Bud Schutte and Jeff and Jane Sandstrom, who have rental properties, to a three-member committee of council members was passed 5-1, with Kevin Throm voting no. He stated the meeting should be an open meeting, not exclusive, and council had earlier discussed including tenants and homeowners in such committee. The 150th Gage County Fair gets underway in Beatrice and continues through Saturday. Nearly $368,000 in grants funding a variety of projects in Gage County have been initiated this past year through the Margaret and Martha Thomas Foundation. Those include $122,000 for parking and sidewalk improvements, football field paving, classroom and fitness equipment at Southern Public Schools in Wymore, $50,000 toward the Gage County Habitat for Humanity, $16,500 toward dilapidated property cleanup in Blue Springs, as well as additional contributions to the villages of Pickerel and Adams, the city of Beatrice, Tri-County Schools, and Nebraska Public Television. Larry J. Houshel, age 79, of Morroville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Fairbury. Rosary funeral on Friday evening at 6:15, with visitation Friday 7 until 9 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Larry Houshel.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come one, come all to the job fair at Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Wednesday, July 28th at our Maryville apartment complex, 1601 Carolina Street.
On-site interviews are from 10 to 4. We offer sign-on bonuses and you'll work with the most thankful people you'll ever know.
Stop by and take a tour of our renovated complex during our open house, same day, same time.
July 28th, 10 to 4 at Twin Valley Developmental Services in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory continuing for the forecast area. We'll see that dangerous heat continue over the next couple of days with temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. We'll have heat index values up to 110 expected for both days. We do have a little bit of precipitation returning to the forecast finally by Friday afternoon. We have showers and thunderstorms continuing into Friday night as well. Isolated showers and thunderstorms on and off through the day on Saturday. We will see a few breaks in the cloud cover. Our temperatures as we head into the upcoming weekend will be much cooler. We'll be in the mid-80s for both Saturday and Sunday. Winds will be shifting to the northeast. We'll start the beginning of the work week with sunshine and 83 degrees for your high temperature. Tuesday, another chance for some rain showers and a high of 84. I'm Andy Thaluber.
Average high temperature, late July, 92. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 68. The record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
Are you in the mood for a meteor shower? It's raining space rocks, and we tell you how to watch on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages, plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home, so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. Garfield creator Jim Davis is celebrating another trip around the sun, and on this day in 1951, the Disney film Alice in Wonderland was released. If the skies are clear, make sure to grab the kids and a blanket and camp out on the front lawn for the Delta Aquaridge meteor shower. It happens throughout July and August, but tonight and tomorrow morning are the peak times to view it. It can produce up to 20 meteors per hour and is created by debris left over from two comets. However, the full moon will create a problem for viewing this year. The glare will block out most meteors. As always, patience is a virtue. The meteor shower is best viewed from a dark location away from city lights after midnight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are halfway through their four-game series against the Chicago White Sox as they're 1-1 in the series, winning game number 1-4-3 on Monday, losing it last night 5-3. They're set for first pitch tonight at 7:10. Kansas City went into the eighth inning with a 3-1 lead in the game, but it was the bullpen that made them struggle for the last inning and a half. Up to that point, Brad Kelly had only pitched 90 pitches through seven innings and only allowed four hits of the night, but his relief pitcher Jacob Rentz came in. The tables quickly turned to a 4-3 RBI for Chicago, leading to the ultimate 5-3 loss for Kansas City. After the final game tomorrow, they do have a few games off before heading to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays starting on Friday for a three-game series. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge ended up winning with a dominant victory against game number one against Northwest Arkansas 18-8 last night. It's game one of the six-game series. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales, offers expire 7/31/21.
The Kansas City Chiefs are currently in their training camps getting set for the fall sporting season. As they say, it's good to be back in person for training as they continuously push the COVID-19 vaccine for players, staff, and fans.
There's just something different about being face-to-face and where we can, maskless. We'll implement some of the same protocols that the league does with the players and coaches with our staff. So fully vaccinated, able to sit in a conference room, have meetings. If you're not vaccinated, you'll wear a mask at all times. You'll not be able to actually be in meetings with others. You'll have to be Zoomed in, some other restrictions around that. But our goal is to get as many people as vaccinated as possible.
That was Kansas City Chiefs President Mark Donovan on KSN News, where he says they may even be working on COVID-19 vaccine clinics at games this fall.
Not sure if we're going to be able to do it game days. I'm trying to work through that as well. But we absolutely promote people to get vaccinated, and I echo Michael's comments earlier.
First preseason game for the Chiefs is set for August 14th against the San Francisco 49ers.
Marysville American Legion Baseball in the state tournament from Pittsburgh, beginning live Wednesday evening about 6 p.m. 10 a.m. games Thursday and Friday airing as well on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. On air, online, and on our free mobile app. Brackets on our KNDY radio website.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations. Let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Native grasses like switchgrass aren't just for the prairie or natural gardens. New cultivars have made them suitable for formal and informal gardens, both large and small. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Northwind switchgrass grows 4 to 6 feet tall, but only 2 to 2.5 feet wide. The olive green to blue green leaves turn yellow beige in fall and stand tall all year long. The airy yellow flowers form a cloud over the foliage and seed heads remain throughout the winter. Apache Rose is a shorter, upright switchgrass growing 40 to 48 inches tall. This new introduction has gray-green leaves that develop rose-colored tips when the rose-colored flowers appear in fall. Add a bit more color with Prairie Wind's Cheyenne Sky. The blue-green leaves turn wine red in early summer and complement the purple flowers that appear in late summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Beatrice Community Hospital knows that no one wants to miss the Gage County Fair. With thrilling rides, delicious food, exciting car races, entertainment, 4-H exhibits, and events of every kind, everyone is sure to find something they'll enjoy. See you there from Beatrice Community Hospital.
Lindsay's job is to read the water. It's an ever-changing task, and her ability to read those waters correctly has a big impact on those making the trip with her. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. Lindsay Paluk grew up on the west side of New York's Adirondack Mountains. She's lived, worked, and played in these forested hills for all of her life, snowboarding in the winter, and in the summertime, a whitewater rafting guide at Adirondack Adventures.
You get a different day on the river every single day, so I really like that atmosphere of it, where it's a little bit of a change on the river every day. So just like on the mountain, you have different conditions. On the river, you have different conditions.
Lindsay is leading rafts down the Indian and Hudson Rivers, beautiful country through the Hudson River Gorge. It's a skill that has her constantly learning the waters that flow here.
You can listen to somebody tell you how to read the water, but unless you're actually looking at it and practicing it, you don't really understand of which lines that you need to take. So my first few trips out, I would go out with some of the really experienced guides. They had like 20 years on their belt on this river, and they would give me their pointers.
But learning to read the water is just one of the many things good guides must do.
In order to get your license to be a raft guide, I had to take over 100 question multiple choice tests. I had to have a physician statement, so you need to go have a physical. You need to have your first aid, your CPR, a water safety course, and a minimum of 5 trips down that river.
The water flow in the Hudson will change with the seasons and with the rainfall. It makes the same river a changing river.
Well, that makes it fun, I think. So that takes the boring right out of it, because so now I'm not just doing the same monotonous thing every day. I have to be on my toes. I have to be reading the river every day that I'm out there.
There's more to the story of riding the whitewater and guiding groups through the mountains next time as we travel the countryside in North Creek, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a public auction of tractors, trucks, trailers, machinery, and hay for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, and the sale Saturday, July 31st begins at 10:30, northwest of Seneca. Consignment listings include tractors, trucks and trailers, hay, machinery items, and will include an IH-966 wide front tractor, a 63 IH 3-point, John Deere 730 3-point, IH-656, Farmall 560 diesel with the loader, and a 49H Farmall with new paint. Half a dozen trucks, several trailers, include a 7x20 stock trailer, 45-foot flatbed, couple of grain trailers, a hopper bottom. Machinery includes a swather, mixer, grain cart, corn head, crop head, balers, planters, sprayer booms, field cultivators, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, Saturday, July 31st, begins at 10:30. North of Seneca on Highway 63 for 9 miles to 224th Road, then a mile and a half west on the south side. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Heat is tough on chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun. Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry, but don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. For in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
When I was a kid, there were some crazy stories we passed around. I was convinced that going outside with a wet head would make me catch a cold. And if I stepped on a crack, I was sure I'd break my poor mother's back. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I'm guessing you have similar stories from childhood too. But when you grew up, you realized they were just myths. You know, there's a lot of financial myths too. They're passed around so much it's almost easy to believe them. One of these myths? Well, it's that you can wait to save for retirement. And it's easy to think that way, especially if you have college loans or other large debts. But here's the thing. Time is on your side when you start saving early. And you can start small and have the funds automatically deducted from your paycheck. So don't believe all those myths about retirement. Just believe that God can guide you as you prepare for the future. And then you can live a more meaningful and grateful life.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Some takeaways from a national survey about the challenges facing young farmers today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. The past 2 days, I explained how a survey by researchers at The Ohio State University revealed that America's farmers face real challenges with health insurance and child care services, in particular, access and affordability. Lead researcher Shoshana Inwood.
We kind of have a tendency sometimes to say the success or failure of a farm is based on an individual's ability to raise a crop and balance their budget. And we don't often take into account these larger social issues and household issues that affect people's quality of life.
Inwood says the survey also revealed that child care conditions may be a contributor to child safety issues on farms.
Farm safety experts have really kind of focused on how do we maintain safe spaces on the farm? How do we get kids off the work site? But without ever really going in and saying, well, what are your child care options? how affordable is it? Is there somebody in your community that you trust?
For the sake of the health of the food system, Inwood says these are problems that need addressing.
I think it's time for us to actually start having these wider conversations, because the things that will benefit farmers and make it a more impactful and rewarding career are also the things that are going to impact and make rural communities better places to live.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Rail invites everyone to the 150th year of the Gage County Fair. They will be kicking off the fair with a rodeo, monster trucks, Friday night races, a carnival and rides, concessions, 4-H exhibits, and so much more. The Rail in Beatrice, proud supporter of community events. Jim's Carpet and Supplies hopes everyone is planning to attend the Gage County Fair in Beatrice for some good old-fashioned fun. With live music, good food, and lots more, there's something for everyone. Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. Sheer Quality Furniture welcomes everyone to come home to the Gage County Fair this year. There's so much to do, so mark those calendars and come have some fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, agriculture producers in the United States have an advantage over some of their counterparts in other parts of the world because of our transportation system. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack explains some of the competitive price advantages United States farmers and ranchers have as a result of our nation's transportation system.
We start off with a competitive advantage in terms of pricing because our transportation system is more efficient. In other words, it gets that bushel to the market quicker and less expensively. Because we have better roads, we have rail systems that allow large quantities to be transported to ports. We have the capacity to get a product out of ports and into the export market. It's just incredibly important that by improving the road, by making sure the bridge doesn't fall down and disrupt transport, by improving the rail system so we have trains that can operate without interruption at high speeds, by improving our ports and our inland waterways so that we can get barges to the ports more quickly and get those large container ships out of the port more quickly to that export market, we maintain that price advantage.
Vilsack is touting upgrading our country's agriculture transportation system. He says we have the advantage now, but
that advantage, however, over time has shrunk. And the reason it's shrunk is because we haven't invested in improved infrastructure, and our competitors have. And if we ever lose that competitive edge, it will be very, very difficult for us to regain it.
Vilsack says, therefore, it's important that we keep connected and we upgrade all of our country's agricultural transportation network.
We maintain that economic price advantage, which gives our farmers an opportunity to continue to sell 20 or 30% of what they grow in that export market, which helps to stabilize prices and helps to improve the bottom line for farmers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10.
Cape Good, News. Clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Dakota Senator John Thune, the Senate Republican whip and member of the Senate Ag Committee, led the entire Senate Republican conference in urging President Biden to abandon the effort to impose a crippling tax increase on family-owned businesses, farms, and ranches. He said the proposed changes, a significant tax increase that would hit family-owned businesses, farms, and ranches hard, particularly in rural communities. The senator wrote, the businesses consist largely of illiquid assets that will, in many cases, need to be sold or leveraged in order to pay for the new tax burden. Well, Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon have introduced a bill to overhaul pass-through deductions included in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Currently, the so-called qualified business income deduction allows certain businesses like sole proprietors, partnerships, and S-corps to write off up to 20% of their net income. The bill would phase out the tax breaks for households making more than $400,000 per year and eliminate the deduction completely at $500,000. The bill would be detrimental to small businesses and farming entities alike. Therefore, it will receive a great deal of pushback. And a federal appeals court has upheld the EPA's 2019 renewable fuel volume in the face of challenges from both biofuel and oil industry, but also ordered EPA to reexamine the impact of the program on the environment, particularly endangered species. The court also said EPA had failed to evaluate whether it should have lowered fuel volumes to prevent severe environmental harm as allowed under the RFS. And in a continuing to develop story, Senate Ag Committee ranking Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas said the USDA violated provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill when county payment rates were changed for the new CRP contracts. That's an Ag Business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Corn is subjected to many stresses over a growing season. Poor kernel set on the cob is one of the consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Kernels on an ear of corn is important for total grain yield per acre. An ear that's totally filled out with perfect rows has benefited from good growing conditions and successful pollination. But sometimes you end up with more cob than kernels. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says there are several reasons why this happens, but severe drought is probably the most common culprit. Each silk represents a kernel of corn and requires a lot of moisture to grow up and out of the husk for pollination.
So under severe drought stress, that elongation of the silks can sometimes be delayed or occasionally even stopped altogether to the point where they may be delayed in their elongation so long that by the time they do finally come out, all of the pollen's already been shed from the tassel, and so there's no pollen left to be captured by the silks, and then you don't get any kernels developing.
On the other side of the spectrum, an extended period of cloudy, rainy weather can result in a less than full ear of corn because it messes with photosynthesis.
It can affect those newly fertilized ovules, because if the plant becomes terribly short on the sugars and the carbohydrate that are formed by photosynthesis, basically that can cause almost immediate abortion of newly developing kernels. And so sometimes, you know, we'll see some poor kernel set if there's been upwards of a week of cloudy weather during pollination.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about issues with kernel set at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, still looking pretty good for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Although we are starting to see some intermittent pressure on corn and soybeans, Kansas City wheat looks good. September up 16 and a half at 658. December is up 16 at 668 and three quarters. September corn up 1, 549 and three quarters. December is up 3 at 549 and a quarter. All the back months are good. Soybeans have been looking pretty good through much of the day. Got a little soft here a while back, but now doing pretty well once again. August beans up 4.5 at 14.22 and three quarters. September up 1.25 at 13.68 and a quarter. Soybean meal is lower. August is down 2.70 at 356.10. September's down 3.10 at 355 at 10. August bean oil is 41 points higher, 66.67. September is up 66 points at 65.05. So we're looking at mixed numbers within the soybean complex. Corn and wheat looking pretty good. As we turn our attention to the livestock complex, we're seeing mixed numbers there once again. Feeder cattle went on a bit of a rally, but that's given way. Fat cattle look pretty good continually through the day today. August live cattle up 40 at 123.32. October up 50 at 128.92. All the back months are good. August feeder cattle down 12 at 160.57. So we're seeing some pressure there. September feeders up a nickel now at 164.07. So a little volatility and some choppy action for feeder cattle right now. Hogs have been struggling all day. August hogs at 107.30, down 17. October hogs down 150 at 91.02. So we've got some issues with hogs today. In cotton is up. Well, cotton is mixed. October cotton up 11 points at 90.85. December cotton down 8 points at 90.15. So mixed numbers through our futures markets here on Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Like Fords, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursements. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Eck Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
SunMart is excited about the Gage County Fair. Come one, come all, and check out the scrumptious food and baked goods, the awesome entertainment, 4-H exhibits, and so much more. Gather the family and come have a great time. SunMart and Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to the Gage County Fair. Enjoy the Midway rides, great food, and 4-H exhibits. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and installation of farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers. Ask about our seamless guttering. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home invites listeners to the Gage County Fair. Come enjoy the Midway rides, the food vendors, and 4-H exhibits. Bring family and friends and have a great time at the fair. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at MCACTickets.com.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.